taken from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 29 through 32. That's Ephesians chapter 4, verses 29 through 32. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you.
By me doing what I just did, you know I'm a regular. Absolutely not. But listen, it is so good to be here this morning. I say good morning to everyone. I did not get an opportunity to speak with everyone this morning per se, but I do like to congratulate all those individuals that came out to Bible study this morning. I'm telling you, Brother Ballos did a fine job on that Bible study. Let me tell you, if you missed it, I think there's a part two coming up the next time we meet on Sunday morning. So see Brother Ballas, he might share some of those notes with you. It is my distinct privilege and always a deep delight to appear here at Newport News. And my ardent appreciation is to everyone that is assembled here this morning, especially to the members here of this stick-to-itiveness congregation, sticking to the word, sticking to the truth. At this time, let me solicit prayers from you, if you may. I'd like for you to keep my wife, Janet, in your prayers as she continued to go through the rehabilitation process due to her illness. And also, I'd like for you to keep in prayer my Uncle John, my Aunt Luberta, and my cousin Daryl, as both my aunt and my uncle are battling some medical conditions in New Jersey, and I believe Daryl is taking care of them. So keep that family in your prayers. I bring you greetings from the Chesapeake Church of Christ, where the saints meet at 1021 Mount Pleasant Road in the city of Chesapeake. And I invite you at any time and all times, if you're in the area, please come by and fellowship with us as we worship in spirit and in truth, as so directed by John 4, verse 24. Just a little update. Recently, we had a gospel meeting with Brother Michael Shepherd. Let me tell you, if you have heard this brother, you know what I'm talking about. But this brother is a dynamic gospel preacher, and when you get around to seeing him or hearing him, run to the building. If he comes to this area, run to get a front seat, because he preaches with power, he preaches with persuasion, and he preaches with conviction. Again, Brother Michael Shepherd. I'm delighted to be here this morning. I'm delighted when I got an opportunity to talk to my dear brother, Brother Maxwell. He said, Dennis, what are you doing next Sunday? I said, what do you need? And you know, when Brother Maxwell asks you to do something, you want to do it readily. Brother Maxwell and I go back a couple of years. Maxwell and I was kind of adding these dates up and numbers up. I think it's been 25 plus years. And I'm thankful for that friendship and the fellowship that we have together. Also, Brother Dennis, been knowing Brother Dennis for quite a while also. I appreciate these fine young men as they shepherd this flock here at Newport News. But it's good to be back home again. It's good to be back home again. And it's good to see many family members here. Good to see some past acquaintances. And it's good to see some dear friends. And I'm looking forward. I'm looking forward to making some new friends after these services are over this morning. See, I am what I call a people person. So if you're the type of person running out this building, please don't run out. I want to meet you. I put on some deodorant, I brush my teeth, and I put on some hot karate. No, they don't sell this stuff anymore, do they? Joe Vaughn, I think I put on some Joe Vaughn, you know. Cheap cologne, okay. But I put on some stuff to make me kind of smell good around people. But listen, on a serious note, I hope and I pray that you brought your Bibles with you today, this morning, as we search the scriptures together to ascertain those truths that God would have us to know. And listen, not only know, but live by this day and every day that we have breath in our bodies. Let me direct your minds to James chapter 4 for just a minute. James chapter 4, because see, a lot of times what happens is that we take things for granted. And the very breath in our bodies, sometimes we take that for granted. Look what James says here in James chapter 4, around about verse 14. I'm going to come all the way down to verse 17. James says, whereas you know not what shall be on tomorrow or morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. For that we ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live, and in this or that. But now you rejoice in your boasting, all such rejoicing is evil. He says, therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth not, to him it is sin. This morning, I'd like to give you my lesson, because a lot of times when preachers get up here, they fail to give you the lesson title. So for those of you who are taking mental notes, it's hard for me to do that sometimes. And for those of you who are taking pencil and paper notes, that's me, old school, you know. This is the title. The title of our lesson this morning is simply, change your words and you change your world. Change your words and you change your world. I submit to you this morning without pause nor apology that the Bible, the Word of God, is a book that invites all to come and see for oneself. Let me repeat that. The Bible is a book that invites all to come and see for oneself. I'm reminded of that which is written in Revelation chapter 22, verse 17. If you have his Bibles with you, please turn to Revelation chapter 22, verse 17. And this is the writing of Brother John, as John was exiled on the island of Patmos. Look what he says here. Again, Revelation chapter 22, verse 17. Clearly, he says, and the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Listen to that. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. You know, the Bible encourages one to come. What I mean by this, in the defining sense, it means to approach. It means to move forward. It means to arrive at the state or condition. The Bible says, come. You know, I'm reminded of what dear Lord Jesus said, the only begotten Son of God. He said these words in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Matthew chapter 11 and the verses 28 through 30. Look what he says here. Jesus speaking here. He says, come. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, and I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. If we know here, Jesus uses the pronoun my. And the pronoun my is the possessive form of I. Jesus says, my. Jesus says, come unto me and take my yoke upon you. He says, my yoke is easy. He says, my burden is light. You know, I'm reminded of what is written in the Old Testament. Isaiah chapter 1. If you can turn there, if you like to, you know, that's one of those long, long books, 66 chapters, I think, Isaiah chapter 1. And in Isaiah chapter 1, we see some negative association. We see some negative connotation about the people of God. In verse 2 of Isaiah chapter 1, we see that they were a rebellious people. We come down to verse 4, and we see also that they were a sinful nation. They were provokers unto God, and also they were evildoers. Verses 2 through 16 describes their state of affairs. And then we come down to verse 17 and look what the Holy Scripture tells us about what God wanted them to do. He said, now this is a sermon in itself. He says, learn to do well. Oh, if we could do that today for ourselves. Learn to do well. And see, if they learn to do well, something would happen in the process. But I want to get to verse 18, Isaiah chapter 1, and the verse is verse 18, because we see the word come here also. He says, come now and let us reason together. Come now and let us reason together, said the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. And then by the time we get to verses 19 and 20, guess what? You have a choice to make. And we have that choice to make too. And their choice to make was either be willing and obedient or refuse and rebel. Willing and obedient, refuse and rebel. Today we have that exact choice for us. Are we willing? Are we obedient? Are we refusing? Or are we rebelling? It's personal. The Bible is a book that invites whosoever to participate and be active in the doing of. You know how I know that? I know that by what I read in Galatians chapter 3 around about verse 27. Turn to Galatians chapter 3 and verse 27. Start with verse 27 and come down to verse 28. Whosoever, for as many as you have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. Now he's writing to Christians here. But the gospel is for all. We learned that in Bible study this morning. I was paying attention. Also, we talk about the doing of. Let me share this with you. And here's when you're taking those mental notes, or if you're taking that paper pencil note, I'll slow it down just a little bit for you. Because when I was looking over this, I think I ran through too fast in my own mind. So let me slow it down just a little bit. The doing of what? The doing of choosing. Do you know right now we have an opportunity to choose to do good or evil? Do you know that? Listen, I remember what Joshua said back in the day. Joshua said back in Joshua chapter 24, verse 15, he says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Who are you serving today? Are you serving sin? Are you serving self? Or are you serving the Savior? See, it's all personal. Wherever I go, I say, listen, this is all personal. What are you doing for yourself? See, the doing of choosing. Not only that, but the accomplishment of observing. You know, there was a man by the name of Herod. And Herod had in his midst somebody by the name of John the Baptist. Mark chapter 6, verse 20. And one of the things about Herod that I know about him, you know, there's probably some bad things about him. But one of the things I know about Herod is that he recognized who John the Baptist was. In Mark chapter 6, verse 20, he recognized that John the Baptist was a just man. He recognized that John the Baptist was a holy man. And you know what he did? He protected him. And you know what he did? The Bible says he heard him gladly. I wonder sometimes, when we go out to study with someone or we go out to teach someone the gospel, are they there to hear us gladly? Have we kind of ruffled some feathers along the way that they don't want to hear anything about no gospel? Or it's because of maybe the way we live. They say, listen, if you live like that and the Christians like that, I don't want to pass that. Think about it. Think about it, my friends. Think about it. And how about the deed of meditation? You know, Psalm chapter 5 verse 1 says something so clear to me when I read it. I can read it for the first time, I can read it for the second time, but it's all so clear to me. He says, give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Let me tell you something. When is the last time you talked to God? When is the last time you got into a real conversation with God? I'm not talking about no drive-by conversation with God.